Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. At any time, friends, if you want to jump in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. I'm going to be getting to Arnold Schwarzenegger. If you don't take the shot, you're a schmuck. Okay, Arnold. We'll get to that. By the way, did you know who Arnold's daddy was? Well, if you don't know who Arnold's daddy was, I'm going to share with you as to who Arnold Schwarzenegger's daddy was. And it should come as no surprise, because the apple does not fall too far from the wicked tree. We'll get to that in just a moment. Put that up against Matthew 7:16. By the way, friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, what I want to do is I want to show you this really quick. If you're on social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page. 10 to 15 articles over there combating the lies to the mainstream media's useful idiots, controlled by the CIA. Fact, owned by six corporations. Fact. Do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to the page. Go to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. I want to get right to this, friends, because I've got much to share, much to show. And if you're listening to us in one of the 153 cities, thank you for making us the number one and number two show. But I will narrate, but you will, in fact, get the audio concerning what I'm highlighting even now. You ready for this? Here we go.
Good vaccine and verify that people.
I got to stop really quick. I'm sorry about that. I got to stop real quick. I want you to think about this. This shows you how these individuals, now namely in particular the Pentagon, concerning the issue with forcing mandates on our military. What sort of journalist would ask a question like this useful idiot? Keep in mind, they're all bought and paid for. This is a fact. They're all CIA controlled. This is a fact. Also, keep in mind, this is the reason why 94% of the American people don't believe them. Why? Because there's no truth in them. John 8:44. But I want you to listen to this question. And it's interesting. If you can see the video, you can see without even hesitation, he already knew what was going to be asked to him. You ready for this? This is the Pentagon. Listen carefully.
Thanks. So how is the service going to track compliance for the COVID vaccine and verify that people who got the shot elsewhere, like not in a military facility like guardsmen or reservists, have actually been vaccinated and aren't just claiming that they did? My second question is, what are the consequences going to be for those who continue to refuse to get the shot? Is this going to be punished like a refusal to obey a lawful order?
So I think the first question you're referring to is what the interim between now and when it's mandatory. Because once the vaccine is mandatory, your inoculations go into your electronic medical records. So It's documented that way. So if you're talking about what's going to happen between now and then, as I said at the very beginning of the press conference, we are working through what will be a policy directive to the services to lay it out for them. What do the new restrictions and requirements ordered by the president, what does that mean for uniformed personnel? So I just don't have that answer right now. Your second question is about, I'm guessing what you're talking about is once the vaccines are mandatory and if a member were to refuse after it became an order, a lawful order. I'm not going to speculate and get into hypotheticals right now, but I think you saw in the secretary's memo of today that he has full confidence that service leadership and commanders are going to implement the new vaccination program with professionalism, skill, and with compassion. And I think I'll leave it at that for now.
Skill and compassion. Wow, folks, is this not a far cry from just wearing your mask for a week? Isn't that what's going on here? Folks, didn't we all see this coming? Didn't we know that this was happening? Well, according to Real Raw News, we just found out that, well, there's someone in the Marines that said no mandatory vaccinations for my Marines. This is coming from General David H. Berger on Monday, who rebuked Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's edicts requiring all armed forces and their personnel to submit to the COVID-19 vaccination under threat of court-martial or discharge. Wow. You know, it's interesting, going back to this useful idiot that teed this softball question up for this clown in the circus of politics, namely in the Pentagon. Isn't it interesting, friends, that at no time did he ask the question, what law is it that you're making reference to in implementation and implementing that which is unconstitutional? Notice how they're never real questions, friends, because they're all, again, on the same team, period. They're all on the same team. So not everybody's going along with what you're seeing right now. Let me highlight one more thing, and then I'm going to come back for some more audio and video on the other side. That's important to the topic concerning what we're covering right now, because Americans, you are under attack like never before, and not by a foreign government. Well, a foreign government, namely within our government, they're fiend, they're counterfeits, and we all know this. And the fact of the matter is, until we open our eyes and begin to come to the realization that we are under attack by our said representatives, hand in glove with the mainstream media, nothing's going to change. It's time to push back, friends. Now you understand what it feels like concerning being one of those third world nations that's under attack by our said government, right? And keep in mind, the very ones that are attacking you are the very ones that convinced you to attack other innocent nations. So now you're beginning to understand what it tastes like, friends, in more ways than one. I'm going to go over to Ron Paul really quick concerning the CDC's Walensky, the corrupt CDC, and listen to what she has to say through that of Ron Paul. Check this out.
Let's put the next clip on. She was on CNN. She was talking to Wolf Blitzer, and she made an unbelievable announcement. She said COVID-19 vaccines no longer prevent transmissions.
Our vaccines are working exceptionally well. They continue to work well for Delta with regard to severe illness and death. They prevent it. But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission.
So why do we have vaccine passports? The whole purpose is you can't go into a restaurant without proving you've got vaccinated. But if you don't, if the vaccine doesn't prevent you from transmitting it anyway, then I am literally, honestly confused.
Well, I think they won. All of us would be confused. But our job is to do our best to help sort us out, and that is not easy. But the one thing is, the bottom line for so much of this is an explanation on why the people should be scared and take the vaccine.
Okay, so there you have it right there. Confusion by design. Put that up against Daniel 9:24. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to some more audio video. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Don't wait until the last segment to call in, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Let's get back to this. Oh, friends, before I go forward, I want to remind all of you listeners, new or old, the definition of terrorism. Oxford's English original definition of terrorism is government by intimidation. Government by intimidation, okay? We just heard the Pentagon talk about mandatory vaccinations for our military, okay? Then we highlighted the fact that General David Berger on Monday rebuked Defense Secretary Lloyd and saying that there's going to be no mandatory vaccinations for my Marines. By the way, I had a friend that I just talked to last Friday who's a preacher in a town about 25 minutes away from me whose grandson is in the Marines and who took the vaccination, and he said he's been sick ever since. And by the way, their version of what they call a vaccination, it's called an experimental injection that has not been approved, okay? And I know that the world is being teed up right now by the useful idiots that they don't believe in the mainstream media. Romans 1:18, they hold the truth in unrighteousness. They're hypocrites. Matthew 23, verse 3, check those out. But it's interesting that they're now waiting for the rubber stamp coming from the FDA on these vaccinations. Oh, just wait a second, friends, okay? So I just highlighted the fact again, as I said, the Pentagon mandating vaccinations. Then I came over to a general who said there's going to be no mandatory vaccinations for my Marines. Okay, they play off each other. Then I highlighted Walensky, this treasonous criminal, on a criminal she is, the head of the corrupt CDC. Vaccines no longer prevent transmission of COVID. Nope. As a matter of fact, the Delta variant that they're warning everybody about, that's coming from people that have gotten their first vaccination. So they created the problem, and now they're talking about another one and then another one. Boosters. Okay? Just want to let you know how this all started out. And keep in mind, this all started out with, well, you know what, just wear a mask for a week. Y'all remember that, right? Okay, so now let me go over and get to the nitty-gritty concerning what they don't want you to see again. I tipped into this just a little bit on Saturday, but I want to show you, and I want you to hear this, friends, that a Hawaii attorney, Michael Green, files class action lawsuit and is stating that vaccines have killed 45,000 people that he knows of. Let's just go over there. Go ahead and listen for yourselves.
From doctors are showing that almost 45,000 people that got these vaccinations were dead in 72 hours.
Dead in 72
women
hours.
Women are concerned about being pregnant or getting pregnant are looking at this vaccine, and no one really knows, other than the fact that you can still get the virus if you're vaccinated. You can still spread the virus if you're vaccinated. It has now spread not only to unions, to public schools, to private schools.
See how this works? They're spreading it
all over the state that can't support their families because the governor mandates you're getting inoculated or you're getting fired. With influenza, when they found 53 deaths as a result of the vaccine, they suspended the vaccine. We can show 45,000 deaths in 72 hours from this vaccine.
And yet, when you go to Facebook, what does it say? They're continuously inundating the American people with propaganda that they're safe and effective. But what they're not telling you is the side effects, friends, concerning the 400 adverse side effects or the deaths that are coming from these alleged vaccines as they have labeled them. This is a genocide, without question. There's no question about it. And again, I am just for the 100th time asking the question to the people that are listening to me and watching me right now. Where is the law that they are making reference to that they can implement that which is unconstitutional? It's not in the U.S. Constitution. So therefore, they're overreaching. They're acting outside of their scope of authority. And that means the American people must rein them in and bring forth the law unto justice to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. Amos 5:15. But look at this. We have an attorney, Michael Green, filing a class action lawsuit and says that over 45,000 people have died from the vaccinations within 72 hours. This is what he's alleging here.
You have companies making $1 billion plus a month.
Oh my goodness, is that why? And isn't it Bill Gates making 20% of that $1 billion of a month? Hey friends, aren't these the people that have sold out the truth unto their own demise? They are. These are the people that act like they're going to live forever. They're not. No man is able to save his own soul alive. Life is but a vapor. Everybody, it's appointed that we will stand before our judge. Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21, starting in verse 8. When are all of us going to understand that the destruction that's taking place, that we're doing this to, we are doing this unto ourselves? Numbers 32, nobody else. Nobody else.
The pressure they put on the FDA to endorse these vaccines is unbelievable. I think they'd rather pay people for the deaths of their family members than stop making the $1 billion a month. So we're going to go through now the plan, what we're filing, who we're filing for, and the progression for the rest of the year.
Okay, so we have this, friends. And again, you're getting it directly from those that know the facts. Okay? And during this time, the American people are still waiting for the corrupt to set the next narrative. What am I saying? I'm saying that the sheep are making themselves a prey before the wolves. The sheep are allowing the wolves to now set the next narrative. Okay? Instead of the American people now rising up and lawfully, listen to me carefully, lawfully dealing with these people that are perpetuating this criminal conspiracy on a global basis, what's happening? Here, I'll show you what's happening. They're setting you up for the next fall. You ready for this? This is, I'm sorry, this is, you know, this coming from the lowest of the low. Again, the mainstream media is useful idiots, but this is MSNBC. It doesn't get lower than a snake's belly, friends, but I'm telling you, that's where these guys are at. And I want you to check out what they are saying and who they are labeling as a threat, who they are labeling as terrorists. You ready for this? Okay, here we go.
Homeland Security has issued a new terrorism advisory aimed amid what the department calls a heightened threat landscape across the United States. NBC's Pete Williams joins us with an update on that. Pete, thanks for joining us. What more can you tell us about this advisory and perhaps what prompted it?
So it's important to know that this is not based on any threats. This is based on analysis of the threat picture, not on any imminent warning that something could happen here. The last of these terrorism advisories was issued in May, and it expired today. So this is really, in essence, a renewal and update of it. Homeland Security says there are several concerning factors. There's continuing grievances over COVID restrictions, which has stirred up a lot of opposition. There's the continuing efforts by foreign influencers to try to stir up trouble in the U.S.
Yeah.
There's the coming 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks with Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula now once again sort of firing up its propaganda machine. And there are approaching religious holidays and the opening of school and the possibility of school shootings. So for all those reasons, DHS says this is the terror threat picture that we face. But again, joining me now.
Can I ask you something, friends? I just got one question for you. Who has brought all this on? They have, right? They have. And now what are they doing? Well, they're creating more distraction because now they need Al-Qaeda again. And somehow or another, Al-Qaeda comes into play just in time for another distraction. And why is that, friends? Because of the fact that the people in this country are beginning to rise in new levels. Because they're aware now as to who's responsible concerning what is taking place and who is attacking the American people. Listen, when you have your said representatives telling businesses that, listen, if they don't follow our unconstitutional force compliance measures, then don't let them buy or sell. Who's creating this domestic insurrection, friends? They are. And then what they do is they go ahead and forecast terror alert threats. Well, wait a second. Keep in mind, when we see these actually exhibit themselves and manifest themselves, we find more than we don't that there's red flag involved in these alleged terror attacks, especially in America. That means red flag that agencies within America actually created the problem, just like the modern day brown shirts in America, which are an offspring of that under Adolf Hitler. Oh, and keep that in mind, because, friends, what you're seeing right now is exactly how it was played out under Adolf Hitler's regime. The problem is there's 330 million people here. Adolf Hitler had 80 million people to deal with. But he had a good propaganda minister named Joseph Goebbels. And I'll tell you what, we have six corporations worldwide that have Joseph Goebbels' fingers all over, his fingerprints all over them. Okay, I'm sorry, Satan's fingerprints all over them. And what is the purpose? To cover for those who are in fact responsible for conspiracies against the people. Jeremiah 11:9. We're going to come right back. I got some more for you, friends. I got some more for you. Let's get over to Arnie really quick. Did you know who his dad was? I'm about ready to show you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to address the nation at 3:45 p.m. Eastern Time today. This as the president sends 1,000 more troops to Afghanistan, bringing the total number of troops being sent to Afghanistan to 7,000. The Taliban gaining control of the capital city of Afghanistan, Kabul, after the Afghan president fled the country. Louisiana Republican Senator Steve Scalise reacts to everything going on in Afghanistan.
It's a very dire situation when you see the United States Embassy being evacuated. In fact, you just had President Biden a few days ago saying you wouldn't see helicopters evacuating the embassy like Saigon, and yet here we are.
At least seven people are dead after Afghans rushed the tarmac of the Kabul airport following the Taliban's takeover. All evacuation flights have been stopped. You're listening to USA Radio News. The UN Security Council is assessing the crisis in Afghanistan. Top officials are growing more concerned after the Taliban gained control of the capital city of Kabul. Families on food stamps will be getting a little more help from the federal government.
The Biden administration on Monday is telling the 42 million people in the food stamp program they will get a 25% increase in food stamp money starting in October. Critics say that the cost of some $20 billion annually is unsustainable and that the aid lessens the willingness of people to look for work. Opponents add the program is meant to supply only part, not all, of a household's diet, as suggested by its formal name, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Elaine Waxman of the Urban Institute praised the Biden administration, saying SNAP aid, in its current value, could not buy a modest diet in 96% of counties in the United States. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Want to give this quote out really quick. This is Joseph Goebbels. Listen carefully as to how you're being played here in America. And if you think this is out there, oh, just hang on a second for the second part of the show, friends. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. This is Joseph Goebbels, propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent. Hello. For the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. That's where we're at today, friends. This is what's in play today, and it's all coming from the same mindset of Joseph Goebbels. Oh, just hang on a second. I'm about ready to prove that to you. Wes from Indiana, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Bradley, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Interesting observation. I didn't catch the show on Saturday in the morning show with Tim, because I was working, so I had to watch it later, and I so wanted to call with this information I'm calling you about.
You're one of those guys that works, huh? Thank you, Wes. I appreciate that, brother. You are helping sustain society.
Well, thank you. And I love doing that. So my point is I have a couple points to make with you if you have the minute.
Sure.
I happened to flip over to Fox News Sunday afternoon. I normally don't even watch the news anymore because I'm sick and tired of hearing about the COVID. You can't even turn on the TV without hearing COVID. Yep. You just can't.
Yep.
So anyway, here's my point. It was Chris Wallace's show, which I don't really care for the guy, but he had a guy named Dr. Francis Collins on. I don't know if you've ever heard of him before or not. All this man could do was whine about the problem isn't COVID. The problem is those that won't take the vaccine. Please take your vaccine. Please take your vaccine.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is ridiculous. But to more of a point to what your topic is now that you're on, I didn't think about this until you mentioned it. But you're right. I think what's going on overseas now in Afghanistan is a distraction. What are they going to pull next?
Well, that's what it is. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You heard during the break, didn't you, Les, where the said representative from Iowa came about and said the veterans from Afghanistan asked the question to the representative. What was that all about? What was our sacrifice all about if this is where we're at today? They're going to keep this alive for as long as they need it, and that's what the American people need to come to the realization of, that they're just using it because they need it. That's it, nothing more, nothing less.
And that's my point, Bradley. And all I've heard about all day long has been these people that have climbed on to the outside of a jet, and they're being thrown from the jet. That's all the media is covering.
Yeah.
So I just don't understand what's going on with people and believing this kind of news. So anyway.
Well, you know what? You know what's it? Thank you, Les. Wes, I'm sorry. I totally appreciate you. I always enjoy hearing from you. I honestly do. But I do want to say this, too. The only people that are freaking out right now, Wes, are the ones watching TV. They're the only ones.
Right.
Nobody else
is.
Shut your TVs off, Americans. I mean, period. It's all, you don't believe it anyways. And you look at these people, and it's like, well, it looks like they're on the fringe. What are you worried about? What are you afraid of? Shut the TV off. Prepare for war if you want peace. That's it. That's how we should live our lives all the time anyways, regardless of what state we're in. And we have to become a sound people again. And the only way to do that is to shut the TV off, because it's all confusion by design anyways.
Totally agree with you, sir.
Amen. Thank you, Les. Thanks. Wes, I'm sorry. I keep on sorry. Forget
that. Better get that straight, pal. I won't call in again.
Don't you ever not call in again, man. Thank you. I appreciate you very much. We got Dan calling in from Ohio. Go ahead, Dan. How are you, my friend? Haven't heard from you in a while. And by the way, the last time I did hear from you, I didn't mean not to take your call. It was just during the end of the hour, so do forgive me.
Oh, it's all good. Hey, I just got a little point, and I don't really know. But I think there might be something to this. What do you think the if an employer offers you money to take this jab, which is a violation of the Nuremberg codes?
Yeah.
How do you feel about taking that to the county sheriff for violating the Nuremberg codes? Can a sheriff enforce Nuremberg code?
Well, you know what? That's a good question to ask your sheriff. But I would think if it's a violation or transgression of law, he comes into play regardless. And I think that would be something that you want to go ahead and test run for us, because if that's the case and we see it in our county, we're taking it to him. Good question.
Yeah, I thought that was good. Hey, if you got a minute, I went to the Miami County Fair yesterday, and, you know, I just went in both tents and talked to the Republicans and the Democrats. And the Democrats are absolutely insane. I mean, they might as well just build a shrine to this jab. I actually asked the guy. He was so triggered. I asked him, I said, so do you have a syringe that you worship? And I said, how about if you put on the top maybe a picture of Donald Trump, since it is the Trump scene? Oh, he was. And then he asked me, he goes, well, I assume you're vaccinated. And I'm like, that would be a wrong assumption. And he started yelling at me about 6 feet. I mean, I wish I would have videotaped it, because you absolutely would have loved it. I had this guy so triggered. But, you know, and then the Republicans just make excuses. So,
that's it.
You know, this is a fight we have to win ourselves.
That's right.
You know, I don't know if you've seen, but the hospitals are standing strong against us in the Dayton, Ohio area, which I'm very proud of them.
All over, Dan. All over, by the way. Can I add to that? That's a great point. People need to realize that this is what's happening all across America. Their cruelties are swelling our ranks. But the sad part about that, Dan, is the fact that it had to come to them before they actually stood up. You know, what happened to looking out for the other guy? What happened to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you? In America, it doesn't seem like people really care until it comes to their front door. This affects all of us, so we need to stand up and look out for each other, friends. Matthew 22:37. But you get the last point, Dan. Go for it.
Okay. Well, kind of a little point, and this is not a dig, but it's kind of the truth. So I went and I supported these people at these rallies and these marches, but I happened to interview some nurses, and I wish I would have had a GoPro or something, but a lot of them admitted the hospitals were empty last year,
yep.
But they were getting bonuses and everything else, and you know, their compliance kind of led to this situation where as long as these nurses were useful, they were going to sell on this virus. And now since they're not useful anymore, they're going to say, well, you know, if you don't take the shot,
that's right.
You don't keep your job.
Dan,
and
that's what I've been telling them. All of you useful idiots that are going along with it, Dan just told you exactly what I've been telling you. All of you bad guys that are just going along to get along, and you're getting these little bonuses just like Judas did until he committed suicide. Luke 22:48, you can rest assured, just like Dan said, when they don't need you anymore, they're going to turn on you, and it's exactly spiritual law, which is found in Galatians 6:7. But go ahead, Dan.
Well, you know, and the other thing now, and I'm glad they're standing up, but the Dayton Fraternal Order of Police is now fighting the forced vaccinations. And it's like, you know, where are the Republicans saying we back the blue, saying, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We can't do this, but notice they're all silent.
Yeah, well, where's DeSantis? Oh, that's right. He's saying to the people what they want to hear, but behind closed doors, he's signing on to bills with Porkin and that actually give the the Department of Health there in the state of Florida, a free hand to go ahead and quarantine and or inject at will. That's not a joke. That is a fact.
Hey, if I could go a little off topic, I won't take up too much time, but something I happened to mention in the Republican tent yesterday at the fair was I asked them, I said, so where is Trump standing up for the people from January 6th? Notice he's more concerned with the getting back on social media than the over 500 people that are rotting in jail cells from September or from January 6th, which he asked them to come there. And he's never once mentioned, hey, free these people or anything.
No, because, okay, are we going to go here, Dan? I mean, you're on board as to how this is, right? I mean, these are the same two guys.
Oh, I understand.
They are. And the fact of the matter is there wouldn't be a Joe Biden right now if Donald Trump kept his promise of draining the swamp. Well, he didn't do that, and it shows you exactly who he is. And if you put it up to Psalm 12:8, you can see exactly what's at play here. Thank you for the call. I totally appreciate it, Dan. I got to get to my main topic. Friends, I'm going to get over to this right now. Arnold Schwarzenegger just recently said, if you don't get the COVID vaccine, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. This is what you call scripturally straining at a gnat while you swallow a big, big Gestapo ant. I'm sorry, camel. Forgive me. Big, big Gestapo camel. What are you talking about? Does everyone know who's... Oh, Arnold's daddy was? Everybody know who he was? Okay. Arnold Schwarzenegger's father was a member of Hitler's brown shirts. Keep in mind he was the governor in the state of California. Put that up against 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. But old Arnold Schwarzenegger, the guy that's saying, get the COVID vaccine or you're a schmuck. Most people don't know that his daddy was a member of Hitler's brown shirts and served as a first sergeant in the Wehrmacht. He was a part of the Gestapo. Gestapo. Here, let me tee this up really quick. Over the last 3 years of this ministry, we've been spending much time explaining the parallels between Adolf Hitler's Germany from the 1930s to that of America today. Ecclesiastes 1:9. Now, President Truman equated the CIA to the Gestapo back in 1947. He said, I would have never agreed to the formulation of the Central Intelligence Agency back in 1947 if I had known it would become the American Gestapo. And friends, I'm going to go from that to the next point, to the next point, to the next point. I'm going to show you some audio, some video, okay, and play some, I'm sorry, I'm going to play some audio and play some video for you. It's one of those days, Wes, I'm telling you. But what we're going to do is come back and play some audio, video, and I'm going to make my point, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yeah. Yeah, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, guys, on social media platforms, share, because this is the stuff we're going to start delving into right now that most people say, oh, really? Prove it. Go ahead, show me. Well, President Truman equated the CIA to the Gestapo, okay? He said, I would never have agreed to the formulation of the Central Intelligence Agency back in 47 if I'd known it would become the American Gestapo, okay? Just so you know, I'm going to go to the next one. This is President Bush and his dad and his dad's dad, who are part of something called Operation Paperclip. And for people that don't understand what Operation Paperclip was, it was a secret United States intelligence program in which more than 1,600 German scientists, engineers, and technicians were taken from the former Nazi Germany to the U.S. for government employment after the end of World War II in Europe between 1945 and 1959. Also keep in mind that Prescott Bush and the Bush's grandpa, the last president, his grandpa Prescott Bush was indicted in 1942 for illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. Consider that in the light of 405,399 Americans that were fighting against Adolf Hitler, well, the Bushes were actually financing Adolf Hitler. Oh, it's easy to find. It's not hard to find at all. Matter of fact, they even took it a step further through Operation Paperclip. I want you to go ahead and check this out really quick, friends, because this is some pretty interesting information for all of you that, well, you fell for the fact that it was just a conspiracy theory. Let's check this out. What does she have to say?
Moment when national security interests trumped ethical concerns. Jeffrey Brown has our book conversation.
Nazi scientists, some of them tied to war crimes, including horrific concentration camp experiments, brought to the U.S. in a secret program to advance American security interests during the Cold War.
Wow.
It sounds like the plot of a film drama, but it actually happened, and on a large scale. The story is told in the new book, Operation Paperclip, author and journalist.
This is PBS, by the way.
Joins us now. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
So these were top scientists in the German war effort, sought out by the U.S. military as the war was coming to an end.
That's right. These were Hitler's top weapons makers, and Operation Paperclip became a classified military program to bring them to the United States. It also had a public face, so there was, on the one hand, the truth about the program kept secret, and on the other hand, the idea that we'll tell the public that these are the good Germans.
Yeah, the good ones.
The good Germans, but they were dedicated Nazis, mm-hmm. the ones you write about. We should say there are many, 1,600 in
yes.
all, right?
Yes.
You document about 21 of them, dedicated Nazis, some, as I said, involved in horrific stuff. What they did was known, right, to the people to the Americans who were seeking them out.
Certainly to the American military intelligence officers who were interviewing them. The idea that they were involved in war crimes was really necessary to be kept secret, and that's exactly what happened. And so in the book, I think I unveil a lot of the truth about this program that has remained clouded for decades.
So give us an example of one of the figures that intrigued you.
Well, I think one of the worst case scenarios was that the United States military made the decision to bring Walter Schreiber. This was Major General Dr. Walter Schreiber, the Surgeon General of the Third Reich. He wound up at a military facility in Texas.
And doing what?
Well, during the war, Dr. Schreiber had been involved in the vaccine program for the Reich, which sounds like...
Oh, the
like
vaccine
a nice
program!
Program.
Gotcha!
Program work on protecting German soldiers
yeah.
from these biological weapons that were also being manufactured. So
Whoa.
He was involved in war crimes and concentration camps. He became a prisoner of the Soviets and then defected to the United States. We saw him as someone who we absolutely wanted here for his knowledge. So in the United States, it still remains unknown what exactly he did, only that he worked for the U.S. Air Force in Texas.
You know, this becomes, of course, a story of practical versus ethical choices, right? To whether to decisions made, whether to look
okay,
the
so
other
folks,
way or
he was,
about the
boy,
past.
He was a war Nazi criminal. And he was brought over into America because of his knowledge of vaccines. 1,600 criminal Nazis brought into America because our government needed them for their knowledge. From 1945 to 1959, this was PBS NewsHour telling you the facts of the matter. Good for them. Good for them. Conspiracy theory? Not
in
at all.
In order to advance.
Not at all, friends. Wasn't a conspiracy theory? It's what you're dealing with today. And of course, we have something called Operation Mockingbird. This is also a CIA media control program. Most people are aware of this.
I thought that it was a matter of real concern that planted stories intended to serve a national purpose abroad came home and were circulated here and believed here, because this would mean that the CIA could manipulate the news in the United States by channeling it through some foreign country.
Wow.
And we're looking at that very carefully.
Looking at that very carefully, this was back in the 70s, friends. Whoa, so it seems to me that there's some serious Nazism going on in the United States of America today. Oh my goodness, friends. If you look at how things are being played out, they are being played out to a T as to what's taking place in your country today. To a T. Oh, Operation Mockingbird was a CIA operation, and we all know from the likes of Dr. Udo Ufka, it's all bought, paid, and controlled. All of them. And all of the famous news journalists, as you're led to believe, they're all controlled by the CIA. That's why they're all reading from the same teleprompters. They're doing what they're told to do. And as Dr. Udo Ufka tells us, they're paid to lie to the public, to deceive the people, right? And we know that's exactly what they've been doing in this country for a long time. But we had all the warning signs in this country for decades, and the American people threw it off as if to suggest that it was just a conspiracy theory. No, friends, here, I want to tell you what. This is what the Spirit of God does. This is what the gift of the prophetic does. He leads the way as he's led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. He's mocked, he's scoffed, until it begins to appear on the scene, just like what's happening right now. This is exactly, we are here right now for such a time as this. Now, let me get to this to finalize my point, because I have 3 minutes left. Now, concerning Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Jerusalem Post reported that he is the son of a Gestapo Nazi who stated, if you don't get the COVID vaccine, you're a schmuck. Schwarzenegger addressed the assertion that masks and COVID vaccinations limit American freedom, saying that the U.S. began with a willingness to make personal sacrifices for the collective good. The iconic actor, really, and the 38th governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is standing by his assertion that if you do not get the coronavirus vaccination, then you're a schmuck. Well, folks, consider the source. Speaking to those who claim that the coronavirus measures and regulations such as masking and vaccinations are disturbing their freedom, Schwarzenegger said, you have the freedom to wear no mask, but if you exercise that freedom, you're a schmuck. Oh, folks, see, this is all they can come up with. This is what they retort to. Names. That's all they can come up with. When is the American people going to understand that it doesn't matter what they have to say? We know that they're lying, and it's time for us to stand up and lawfully deal with them so we don't have to hear them anymore. But are you entertained by those that are destroying your country, Americans? Apparently so. Apparently so, because they're still shouting off their mouths as if to suggest anybody cares as to a thing that they have to say. An actor that has deceived himself and others his whole life wants you to believe that you're a schmuck if you don't believe the mainstream media that 94% of the American people say they don't believe? Yes, and I purposely keep bringing this in there, friends. Well, you might want to consider the source, friends. Arnold Schwarzenegger's dad, and Arnold Schwarzenegger himself, is the son of a Gestapo Nazi. Okay? He's the son of a Nazi, just like the Bushes are. Okay? And that's by their fruit we know them. Just like the CIA is. Just like Operation Paperclip is. Just like that of Operation Mockingbird. Just like what we see going on in this country right now. This is coming from the same type of people that promulgated these crimes against humanity back in the 1930s. The difference is you still have the power to do the right thing today. What are you doing with the gift of freedom, Americans? Because your survival, no, let me say it this way so you don't think this is all on me. Your survival depends upon what you do. Let me say it again. Your survival depends upon what you do today. Not somebody else, not your favorite politician, not your favorite preacher, but what you do today. And I suggest that you start by putting your feet on the Bible and repenting and telling the Lord that you're sorry for your sin from the heart and tell him to fill everything that's on top of that book, namely you, by the power of the Holy Ghost to right the wrongs. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.